What's good, everybody? Welcome back to Bodega Talks. It's your boy Black Zini. Today we're in Brooklyn with 26AR, a Crown Heights native who reflects his lessons learned on the street into his music. Relatively known in New York's drill scene, the 22-year-old rapper has made a name for himself with songs like Maneuver, My Set Part 2, and projects like Drench 'Em and his most recent Flyest Uda. With his vision set, 26AR keeps his dreams vivid and continues working to make them a reality.
What's going on? How you doing, man?
What's the vibe?
Mackin, brother. How's everything, man?
Tell it, man.
All right, man.
Healthy.
Well, thank you for being on the show, bro. I really do appreciate that, bro. Thank you for taking time.
Thank you, five.
What's good, everybody? Welcome back to Bodega Talks. You already know who I am. It's your boy, Black Zini. Today, we're in Crown Heights with 26AR.
In the trench, motherfucker.
Tell them a little bit about yourself, bro.
Hey, shit, man. We in the trenches. That's where I'm from. That's the block. St. Mark's, Bergen. Really from Bergen and shit. I'm a young drill rapper, signed to Def Jam, doing my thing, know how I go.
Heard you. So, where'd you get your name from, 26AR?
Oh, bro gave me that name. My bro Nico gave me that name, AR. But 26, that's the family,
huh? Heard you.
So I just put AR next to 26.
That's it, bro, 26AR, real simple. I fuck with that. So, growing up in Crown Heights, tell me about that, man. What's it like growing up out here? Tell me about the influences that led you to music.
Man, influences that led me to music, like Jay-Z, shit like that, like lyrical people, like Jada Kiss. I fuck with a lot of niggas. But in the heights, though, it's really about who you surround yourself with, you know? Like, with the wrong crowd, you gonna be in the wrong shit. With the right crowd, you gonna be in the right shit. Shit regular, you know? I was with the wrong crowd.
All right, so we're here at the Bodega. This your spot?
Yeah.
All right, brother, after you, man. Let's go get some food, man.
Let's get it.
Whew. All right, brother. We're here. We're in the Bodega. Now, as part of the show, bro, we like to give the artists some money to spend in here. Oh, that's my charger. Some of your little $20. You take that, and you get whatever you want.
20 cash,
man.
Well, let's get, you know what you want to get. I already know how you can
go. Fade up. Oh boy.
Fuck with this shit, right?
Yeah, I'm about to eat.
This or apple juice. This or apple juice, my favorite shit. Just in case, whole line of cut, just in case. Whatever. Like the purple shit. Purple jaws, B. The Hershey's.
Cookies
and cream. You go get the good candy. You know, I forgot about the ginger ale. How could I forget the ginger ale ski? Oh,
got you it. All right, so earlier we was talking about how you went to jail for a few years. How did that change the person you are and the trajectory of your life?
What I'm saying, like, it really motivated and inspired me. It made me start, like, taking life more seriously. Start watching my moves. One wrong move and it's over, you know?
That's a fact.
So that's what jail taught me, for real. It taught me, like, patience. And just think before you move.
Is that where you learned chess, or did you always know chess?
I learned chess in jail.
So you nice, like?
Hell yeah. I know what tournaments and type of shit in jail.
Oh, that's crazy. So we were talking about earlier how, like, certain Brooklyn rappers influenced, like, you growing up.
Yeah.
Is it safe to say that they also motivate what you do today, or like how hard you go for what you're doing?
Hell yeah. All the motivation, everybody wanna be like, you're a rapper, street nigga, Pennsylvania. That's the goal, Brooklyn.
So a lot of your song Aaron Rodgers is the song that most of your early fans know you from. Yeah. Did you know back then that song was gonna make the waves it did?
I ain't gonna lie, I wrote that shit in jail, yeah. Yeah, I knew that was the one, like, the girls was telling me, like, that shit go crazy. And that's like an introduction for me. Mm-hmm. I'm just introducing myself.
All right, so Def Jam. When did that happen? How did it happen? And why'd you do it?
Dev Jam. I think I signed to them like a year ago now. Saying like I had a couple of meetings with a couple of ladies and shit. And the best meeting I had was with Dev Jam. Like I felt the vibe, the energy. So I was jacking it. Just went with that.
What do you like best about New York's drill scene so far? And what do you not like?
So far, I don't like nothing about it.
Okay.
I like it right now, I ain't gonna lie. Like,
what's that?
Everybody yelling and screaming, that shit, I can't listen to that shit. I don't be listening to anything. Like, you know? That shit gotta have some type of substance to me.
Mm-hmm. So you fuck with the lyricist?
Yeah, like.
Where it's gonna have meaning.
But at least say something. Like, niggas not saying that. Say, God. Hey, you shot. Like, oh, bro, I can't listen to that shit.
I feel you. So, upcoming projects. What you got? Like, what's next for you?
I'm working on my debut album with Def Jam.
What's that gonna be called?
Huh?
What's it gonna be called?
I still ain't think of a name yet.
Any artwork ideas?
I mean, this year though, sure, probably
like summer. Before summer? Oh, I was about to say. Speaking on that, is there any artist that you hope to work with on that project or any future project?
I got some big features and shit. I don't really want to speak on it right now.
Okay, fair. Gotta wait for it. I got you, no problem.
It's lit though.
What would you say was the biggest lesson you learned from being in jail?
Biggest lesson I learned from being in jail is watch what you surround yourself with. Like loyalty, your loyalty can get you in trouble. Like being a very loyal person, that should get you in trouble for it, man. So for me, watch how loyal you are to people. Watch what you surround yourself with.
Okay.
Before you move, all them shit is big lessons.
Sound like some chess talk. So any special goals that you're looking forward to accomplishing, whether it be in music or just in life in general?
Yeah. Life, I want to win in life, I want to be a game. Music, try to have the number one song in the world. Okay.
All right, bro, respect it. Tell me like a funny bodega story.
Funny bodega?
Yeah, it could be from yesterday, it could be from 10 years ago.
Me and my homie that died, me and Queezy, we fought in that shit before. Over 50 cents dumb shit.
What the?
Over like 50 cents.
All right, bro. Thank you for your time, man. Appreciate you.
Okay.
I know it's a little cold out here, but we got it done, man. Until next time, I'm definitely gonna slide to one of your shows, man. I gotta see that shit live, bro. Y'all ready? Of course, bro.